Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the reboot of the Faith and Fitness Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about something interesting, my thumbs. There's been a couple things that have been going on with regards to that. And also, as we were talking about updates last time, we'll talk about some updates this time. But this episode of the Faith and Fitness Podcast, we're going to be talking about grit and grip, and specifically looking at grip with regards to God's grip on us. And then I'm going to also tie it into some grip on the barbell. So that's where we're going with this episode on the Faith and Fitness Podcast. So let's dive into that. Now, first of all, one of the updates that I wanted to share with you guys is that it's been a few months now, but I actually was able to earn the title of national champion for my Dutch listeners within the sport of weightlifting. So there is a master's division. There's two different federations here in the Netherlands. There is the regular federation that deals with lifters who are not master's ages. And then there is a second federation that's called the Dutch Masters Weightlifting Association. And they specifically deal with master's athletes, as it was a bit of an underserved population within the regular federation. So they created their own. And then within that, they host a national championship. And I competed as a 96-kilo athlete in the 45-year-old division and am the current Dutch national champion in the sport of weightlifting. So that's really exciting. Now, what does that have to do with thumbs and God's grip on us? Well, a couple things. So within the sport of weightlifting, we actually use something called the hook grip. And for those of you guys who are watching on YouTube, I can show you this. If you're listening, I'll do my best to explain it. But essentially, what happens is with something like a hook grip is you pinch your thumb down on the bar using your fingers over top of it. It is the strongest grip that you can utilize while holding onto a barbell. And when you're using this grip, it is not comfortable at all to use this grip. So what people do is they tape their thumbs. I'm not sure. I think that's clean right now. I'll try to zoom and show you guys. But I actually posted a picture of it yesterday on social media. There's a little bit of tape residue left on my thumb, which ties into something else that my brain is thinking about. I spent years of my life tree planting, which also had tape on my thumbs, which is going to tie into part of the story I'm going to share with you guys as well. But when you're holding onto the barbell with the hook grip, it actually feels really uncomfortable. And so people will tape their thumbs to help with the pain. By putting the tape on your thumb, it seems really simple to just wrap two pieces of tape around your thumb, but it does make a significant difference on how painful it feels to hold onto the bar. But then the secondary thing is it actually allows you to have more grip, because you can squeeze down, and because there's the tackiness of the tape, and then being able to grip onto that tape allows you to hold on to it. Because if your thumb starts to get sweaty, your fingers are sliding it off. You don't have that when you have tape on your hands. So we are using tape on our thumbs for weightlifting. Now, like I said, I mentioned that. I'll just go in a slight different direction and come back here. I spent years of my life tree planting. And when we go tree planting, we actually tape our fingers as well and our thumb, because we're shoving it into the ground 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 times a day, planting little sapling trees. And so we taped it. And then there was something actually that happened to me the other day. And I'm just going to read it. I wrote it down and I'm going to read it to you guys. So I've started writing. It's inspired me to actually start writing a book, a little mini book, which I'll share with you guys once it's completed. It's not quite there yet, but the title of the book, the current working title of the book, is Thumbs Up: A Journey of Grit and Grip. And I'm just going to share this with you here. I wrote this a couple of weeks ago. It was nearing 7:30 in the evening, and there I was ambling towards my car in the dimming light of the gym's parking lot. My weightlifting class had officially ended, at 7, but truth be told, I always took a little bit longer to leave. I thrived on the post-workout banter with my fellow lifters, exchanging jokes and stories as we unwound from the session's day. As I strolled through the cool evening air, I caught a glimpse of something peculiar yet familiar. My thumbs. There was residual bits of tape clinging stubbornly to my skin and my nail. This wasn't a new sight for me, though. This time, it sparked a unique connection. Rewind a few years to my late teens and throughout my 20s, when I spent each spring and part of the summer as a tree planter in the vast, rugged expanses of Canada. It was a grueling endeavor that tested every fiber of one's being, physically, mentally, emotionally, and socially. The job saw many a strong soul bow out, defeated either by the relentless physical demand or the mental toil that it exacted on someone. Imagine this, living in a sprawling camp with over 50 souls, nestled in the wilderness where the night wrapped around you like a dark, isolating blanket. Here, beauty and struggle coexisted. Continuous rain could drench spirits as well as your gear for weeks on end, turning every morning into a gritty commencement of resilience. With breakfast hastily consumed, lunch packed, we would venture into the wild for a 10 to 12 hour marathon of planting trees every 1.5 meters. The terrain was not manicured like a garden. It was the raw aftermath of clear cutting, strewn with rocks, branches, and the relentless sun overhead where the canopy of the trees once thrived. Amidst the cacophony of insects and the relentless scrutiny of the quality checking foresters, we planted trees. Each morning, a convoy of trucks and converted school buses would rumble out from the tree planting camp, packed with planters and their day's arsenal. The mornings on these buses were often steeped in a contemplative silence, with many seizing their chance for new moments of rest, for a few more moments of rest. Their minds bracing for the day's grueling skirmishes ahead. Amid this quiet anticipation, there was a constant, yet unmistakable sound, a rhythmic tearing that punctuated the stillness. It was the sound of duct tape being ripped from its roll and torn into strips. Those strips would soon encase the fingers and thumbs of the planters. This wasn't merely a practical measure against the scrapes and wounds inflicted by the earth. It was a ritual, a mental armor donned to face the day's battles. A comrade of mine, seasoned in tree planting, and I once found ourselves reimagining the lyrics to the Great Big Sea Chemical Workers song. The creative endeavor not only helped us while away the hours amidst the rugged terrain, but also crafted a vivid mirror of our tree planting life. So, I'll share the song lyrics with you. I'm not going to try to sing them. I will just speak them, because if I try to sing them, that's going to be a mess for everybody. But it's, well, a planter man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes the loggers have gone by. There's thunder all around me and black flies in the air. There's a lousy smell and smacks of hell and wood ticks in me hair. But it's go, boys, go. They'll check your every tree. And every day you're in this place, you're wishing you were free, but you go. Well, I've worked among the thinners and I've breathed the ash pile smoke. I've shoveled through wood chips and duff enough to make me choke. I stood knee deep in sphagnum and got sick with an ivy rash. Working rough, I've seen enough to make me want to stash. But it's go, boys, go. They'll check your every tree. And every day you're in this place, you're wishing you were free, but you go. There's quality and bonus opportunities galore. The highballers like their money, and they all come back for more. But soon you're slacking off, and you're not making what you should. And every time you pass the mill, you curse that awful wood. But it's go, boys, go. They'll check your every tree. And every day you're in this place, you're wishing you were free, but you go. Now, fast forward to that evening in the parking lot decades later. The familiar feel of tape residue on my left thumb, the thumb I had most frequently armored during those planting days, while my right hand wielded my spade. Brought it all rushing back. The wooded setting of my current gym nestled in a small town in the Netherlands, paired with the recent rainfall reminiscent of those Canadian forests, had woven the final thread of this revelation. I realized then how both tree planting and weightlifting had sculpted my life's framework, each discipline, with its unique demand for physical endurance and mental fortitude, had etched deep lessons into my being. Both required a sort of wrapping, a protective and preparative measure that was both literal and symbolic. These experiences not just prepared me for life's varied challenges, they had urged me to embrace them. So the book that I'm writing here is an ode to the twin journeys marked by wrapped thumbs. It is the collection of stories and reflections from the trenches of tree planting to the weight rooms of competitive lifting. And here I'll explore how these endeavors refined my work ethic, shaped my personal relationships, and prepared me for future challenges. Through these pages, I'll invite you, the reader, to discover your own version of taping your thumbs, whatever your battles may be. So let's turn the page and delve into the journey of grit and grip. Now, I share that with you because, like I said, we're talking about grit and grip, but also I want to really focus on the grip aspect of this and God's, where God's role in grip on our life is. And even as I was reading that, the other thing that was coming to mind was thinking about the armor of God, but I'll stick with the grit and grip for now. So mentioning to you that we utilize taping our thumbs and tree planting, and it was obviously evident within that story that I shared there. But then also within the sport of weightlifting, like I said, we tape our thumbs for a protective, but also for extra grip. And so those linking things together. But how does this tie into our faith? Well, I'm going to share with you, it's not specifically related to our thumbs, but it is very specifically related to grip. Unfortunately, within the past few days, I attended an online service for a daughter of a very close friend back in Canada, and his daughter recently passed away. During the service, the pastor who was delivering the service for the daughter who had passed shared a comforting message that resonated deeply with me as I'd been thinking about these topics of grit and grip. He reminded us that God's grip on us is greater than our grip on him. And this powerful image brought to mind a simple yet profound experience. And so updates for you guys, I'm also a new dad. So when I left Canada, when we were recording this previously 4 years ago, I did not have any children. Now we're living in the Netherlands. My wife and I moved here to be closer to family. And we have two little boys now. As of today, one of our boys is 3 weeks old and the other one is about 2.5 years old. And so as I'm listening to this pastor deliver this message at the memorial service for my friend's daughter, and he's talking about God's grip on us is greater than our grip on him, it really got me thinking. And I had this very vivid image of holding on to my little boy going for a walk. So the boy that's 2 years old, I'm able to go for walks with him. We sometimes will go to the corner store or what have you, go to the park or go for some short walks around the neighborhood. And the difference is that when he's holding on to me, so I put my finger out and then he grips with his whole hand onto my finger. And he's gripping onto my one finger with everything he's got. But I'm gripping back, and as I'm gripping back, my hand wraps around his hand, his wrist, and even part of his upper arm. And it just got me thinking about, that's what it looks like for God to be holding on to us versus us holding on to God. I'm just going to read, I wrote it out again, and it's going to read it as maybe it articulates it in a more clear form. It says, when we go for walks, my little boy holds on to one of my fingers with all of its grip, but my grip is encompasses his hand, his wrist, and part of his arm. Even if he were to let go, my grip would still hold him securely. This imagery beautifully illustrates God's love for us. His grip, his love, his infinitely greater and more secure than ours could ever be. Even when our faith wavers, when we feel weak or we feel like we're losing our grip, God's hold on us remains steadfast and unbreakable. This is a comforting thought, especially during times of loss and uncertainty. Now, let's draw the parallel to fitness, specifically to our grip. In the gym, a strong grip is essential for many exercises, deadlifts, pull-ups, clean and jerks. There are various types of grips that we use, each with its own purpose and benefits. Just like our grip in the gym, our spiritual grip can sometimes feel weak or uncertain. But the beauty of it all is that while we work on strengthening our grip, both physically and spiritually, God's grip on us never falters. His hold is complete and unwavering, ensuring that even when we feel like letting go, we are still secure in his embrace. So, as you work on your grip strength in the gym, let it serve as a reminder to the greater grip God has on your life. When your hands feel tired and your grip is failing, remember that his grip on you is full of strength, full of love, and unwavering support. Let this truth give you the confidence to persevere both in your workouts and in your faith. Now, I don't know if you could hear as I was sharing that with you, but there's a little bit of cracking in my voice as I'm sharing that with you and just thinking about God's love for us. And as I say that, the words of like John 3:16 come to mind. So God loved the world that he gave his only son, and that his love for us was so great. And it is so great. And that he is holding on to us the way that I hold on to my son. He's got that secure grip. And even if my son was to take off to try to run across the road and maybe there's a car coming and he'd let go of me, my grip on him is going to prevent him from running onto that road and potentially getting hurt. And it's really comforting to know that we have these opportunities here on earth to have these images of how God looks at us and how God thinks about us, right? And I was talking with somebody at the gym. We just finished our workout for the day, and he was asking me, so Mark, how's it going with the new family? How's it going with the new little one and everything? And I was just like, man, he's so little. He's so tiny. And he's so, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but he's so sort of useless. He can't do anything. I have to be there for him for everything. And as I walked away from that conversation, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, man, this is how God sometimes probably looks at us as well, is that we're sitting there and we're like, what's going on? And he's holding us and being like, I got you. I've got you, my son, my love. And so just wanting to be able to take comfort in that. And I know that maybe this is a different direction than some of the other podcasts have been. But there has been not necessarily for me personally, but I've had the opportunity to stay connected with friends back in North America. And unfortunately, there's been sharing with me about some friends who are struggling through their marriage. As I mentioned, a friend who's struggling with the situation, or wrestling through this situation with his daughter passing away. And it's tough. These things weigh on us, and these things have impacts on our faith. But when we can draw back to God and know that he has this grip that he has on us is better than my hook grip on the barbell or the grip that like my son has on me, that he has that ultimate grip on us. And not in a negative way. I don't want it to think of like he's clutching us so tightly that we can't let go, but it's a grip of love and a grip of safety. When I'm holding onto my son's hand, I'm not holding onto his hand and squeezing it in a way that's trying to prevent him from doing something or what have you, but rather it's there to hold his hand and reassure him and let him know that I'm there for him, I care for him, and that I'm sort of there to as a protector for him as his dad. And that's the grip that God has on us as well, that grip of a father for us. So now with that said, we are heading into Father's Day weekend, and I know that this can be a tough time for some people who have maybe not had the best fathers or not had the best fatherly experiences or maybe not had any father sort of experiences at all. And I would, with that, encourage you to look towards God as our Father. He is a different Father than our earthly fathers. And that's not to downplay the role of any of our earthly fathers. There's been, I know some of us have had some great experiences. And like I said, some maybe some of us haven't. But God as our Father is amazing. If you want to, I also, I guess it's about 2 years ago now, I recorded a sermon on Father's Day. I was able to preach a sermon on Father's Day. My oldest son was also dedicated on that day. Now, side note, we could get into a whole conversation with regards to dedication and baptism and what have you, but that doesn't necessarily tie into fitness. It's more of a faith concept, but if you guys want to shoot me a message and maybe we can talk about it, we can. But just wanted to be an encouragement for you as we're coming into the Father's Day weekend, that keep that perspective on your life as to God as a father for us, and that grip that he has on us is like that grip that I said I had for my son, and then likening that to the grip that we have possibly when we're going into the gym. So I know this has maybe been a shorter episode than some of the other ones, and that first episode of the reboot was also a little bit shorter. We will get longer into the episode as we're going, but my encouragement for you as we're going into the next week or a couple of weeks before we get to the next podcast is to be encouraged in your journey with faith and fitness. Be encouraged with your journey with regards to grip, whether that be on the barbell or in your walk with God. And remember that he has you, that his grip on you is much more firm than your grip on him. And to continue to work on your grip, continue to develop it both in the gym so you can get stronger, and then also continue to develop it in your relationship with God as well. So thanks for listening. And if you're on YouTube, thanks for watching. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Faith and Fitness Podcast.
Credit for the bass and drum audio track by Rick Deckard, provided by freesoundmusictrack.com.